Your time check is brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler with Chris Ranji and Brad Thompson. I'm Anthony Stalter. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We are joined now by Will Carroll, injury expert, high-performance consultant. Will, thank you so much for joining us. One of the main things that we wanted to talk to you about, Cardinals players, obviously, they've had to quarantine in their hotel room. Not a lot to do while quarantining. From an injury standpoint, how big of a problem could this be once they do return to play?
Oh, hello.
Will, if you're speaking, we don't hear you.
Yeah. It'll be okay.
Yeah, we were having...
Can you hear me, guys?
There we go. Now we got you. We're having issues on this end.
So start over. We didn't hear any of that.
Yeah, sorry about that. So really, baseball is an everyday activity. You go out there, you take your batting practice, pitchers are going through their routines, whether they're relievers or starters, and just taking a break is bad, especially for pitchers. Being able to be in your hotel room and keep up on your workload, that's difficult. I mean, the guys can do as much push-ups and TRX as they possibly can, but it's just not playing baseball, and that's going to be the difficult part. We've seen that with the Marlins. We've seen that with the Phillies over a shorter period. So you're going to have to get everything back, and management is going to have to be creative. They're going to realize the pitchers maybe can't go as long, that maybe the recovery is going to be a bigger deal, that some of the players that have recovered from COVID, whether they were symptomatic or asymptomatic, are going to have to be treated differently, because we've seen there are a lot of extraneous consequences to this beyond just the simple early symptoms. If you haven't followed the Eduardo Rodriguez story, these heart conditions are getting to be a really, really serious thing for not just athletes, but anybody recovering from COVID. So you've got to adjust everything you're doing on virtually a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, it really is crazy. And it seems like every couple of minutes, Will, you get another update about, specifically it's been pitchers, for the most part to this point going down. Just about 20 minutes ago, it was news that Roberto Osuna is likely to have Tommy John surgery. He's going to look for a second opinion. Yeah. The Cardinals have been bitten by this. Brebbia had Tommy John. Miles Michaelis is having surgery at this point. Now, you mentioned management getting creative, and I'm right there with you. I mean, you got to figure out ways to be able to take a little bit of the workload off. And I struggle with this aspect because a lot of guys, Ozuna is a perfect example, right? It's a closer. It might not necessarily be a workload issue, but it's a max effort issue. I always struggle with, and maybe Will is because I threw like 89 or 90 that I had to do max effort. That was kind of my thing. I wonder if there's a way that you can kind of ease guys off of that a little bit to save themselves. I don't see a way that you can to ease a guy off of max effort, but hell, it looked like it would help right now.
It would, but it wouldn't be as effective. Yeah. You know, if you don't mind giving up home runs, I always point this out. And you just have to think back to what we saw 30 years ago. You know, and further, actually 40 years ago now, God, I'm old. if you think about guys from like 76 through 1982, who were the shortstops? I mean, even a great like Ozzie Smith, everybody in St. Louis remembers the Go Crazy Folks home run. That was his only home run of the year. You could literally take batters off. You didn't have to throw 100% every time. Yes, Nolan Ryan and J.R. Richard could throw 100 miles an hour. They didn't do it much. They threw, you know, 90, 91. They could back off. Today, if a shortstop can't hit 20 home runs, they're in double A. And that's just the fact of the change of the game. We have more and more guys throwing 100, 101, 102. I scouted a guy who threw 104, and this was a high school kid. So it's crazy just how much the game has changed. Max effort is ordinary effort for every pitcher. That's why we don't see complete games, is because you can't sprint a marathon.
So who is this worse for, or is it worse for a particular type of player, a pitcher or a position guy? Because we tossed this idea around yesterday that, you know, even if you're a position player and you get your first at bat, you're going to want to go max effort and you're going to bust down the line to first. Maybe you pull a hamstring doing that. And we already know what the dangers are with pitchers and their arms in the max effort. Is it worse for one kind of player over another?
It's worse for pitchers, but not by much. We've seen already that burst injuries, those things that you just can't replicate. Look, you can go batting practice, you can hit off a tee, you can do all those other things, but you're not going to get your reaction to a 95 mile an hour pitch, an 88 mile an hour slider that's diving off the plate. And your body just reacts differently. Part of it's adrenaline, but part of it is just that 100%, 110% effort. And yeah, that's a real thing. Your body just gives up at those. We saw this in European soccer, that there were a ton of hamstring and calf injuries. Why? Because no matter how much they ran and worked out and did drills, it wasn't the same as a game. We've seen this in baseball. We saw a ton of oblique and lower back strains because these guys were swinging harder and running faster than they normally would in practice. And those kind of things, something's going to give on some guys. So we're going to see a lot of those. We've already seen a lot. We've seen this weird flexor tendon thing explode. Osuna, he's only the second Tommy John. So what we expected, a bunch of Tommy Johns, hasn't happened. But we've had a bunch of flexor mass and flexor tendon strains. We've had an outbreak of Terry's major strains, which we've had more in the first month of baseball than we had in the last 8 years. So that's definitely odd. This is just a weird year. Let's face it. Everything we knew about baseball just a year ago almost has to be thrown out now. Now, what I'm looking for is the team that can adjust. Can a team figure out the resources it has and say, you know what? Things I did last year don't work. There are teams already using piggybacks. There are teams using short relievers in different ways. Part of that is the three batter rule. But I fully expect the team that is the most creative and quickest to adjust is going to have a two-game advantage, and that's going to be a lot this season.
Will Carroll is an injury expert, high-performance consultant. You can find him on Twitter, at InjuryExpert. He joins us right now on the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Will, what are some of the things that you think could be an underlying problem from an injury standpoint right now in Major League Baseball?
I think it's the fact that we don't know. We're guessing how tired these guys are. For years and years, pitching coaches would come out, they'd put their hand on your shoulder, and they'd say, how you feel? And look at your eyes. And that was really the best way to gauge that. But now we have a lot more. We have all sorts of things to measure stress. We have biomechanical data that we're getting on each and every pitch from some teams. I used to work for a company that made a sensor that could tell you how much stress you were putting on your pitching elbow and how much your workload was. We've seen changes to what we're doing, and spin rate is a thing that didn't exist. Launch angle, exit velocity, things that we can now measure, teams are in some part measuring. It's the question of first, are they measuring everything? Some teams are way ahead of other teams. If I took a look at the Kansas City Royals and the St. Louis Cardinals, teams you think would be on pretty level ground in terms of, you know, ownership and smart people around and the resources, pretty equivalent. Now, Cardinals are way ahead in terms of data and analytics and the kind of biomechanical things. The Royals are vastly behind. Doesn't mean the Cardinals won't have injuries. But I think the key here is you've got to have people that can take that data and explain it to the players without overloading them. Every player deals with things different. Some players want that data. They can take it right in and adjust. And some players are just going to give you a blank stare and go back to what they were doing. So we're going to see a big change over the next few years in coaches. And I think we're going to have behind the scenes guys who know how to take that data and put it in player terms. We're seeing that a little bit as we see guys shift from being players into that coaching area. Those recent players like a David Ross will have an advantage in that because they speak the language.
You mentioned the Cardinals, where they are. Who are the best teams in baseball at the stuff you're talking about?
The White Sox, far and away, the White Sox are ahead. The Rangers have done a lot, and they're catching up. I think the Padres do quite a bit. Some teams, like the Yankees, are good in some areas of it, bad in others. I think the Red Sox are going to be building that area up. They've kind of gone up and down. And then there are teams like the Marlins who just flat out don't do anything because they're the Marlins. So there are some teams that are way behind as well. It's one area where you can actually get an advantage in baseball, which is a rarer and rarer thing.
Will, great stuff. We greatly appreciate your time. Stay safe out there, and we'll check back with you again at some point.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Will Carroll, at Injury Expert. If you want to follow him on Twitter, high performance consultant. And yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, it's going to be one of the things that teams, as Will mentioned, that teams are going to have to pay attention to. And it's something we talked about yesterday with Mike Schill. He's going to have to you know, not that he wouldn't anyways with Jack Flaherty, but keep an eye on Flaherty and keep an eye on these pitchers to not extend them, because this isn't routine right now.
It is, and I really do think that the Cardinals, the way that their staff sets up, it works out to minimize stuff, or at least to limit stuff right when you get back into things. Then after a week or two, a couple of turns around the rotation, maybe you know take the training wheels off again. But they should be set up well for something like this.
Guys, have you seen what's been happening in the Pirates-Twins game right now? So they were on a delay for a moment. Because somebody,
you better not mention the score. I'll tell you that.
I'm not
going to
mention the score.
Listening.
I'm not going to mention the score. But there were two outs in the fifth inning. They pulled everybody off the field because somebody was flying a drone over the top of the stadium, and people in the bullpen started throwing baseballs at it to try and knock it down.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, didn't work. Don't get your drone out and take it over a stadium. You're going to cause a delay.
And you should have that drone destroyed in front of your face.
You get arrested for that, right?
Arrested, put in jail, and probably electrocuted.
I don't know about the electrocution, man.
You got a boyfriend you never wanted. I mean, this is going to be a bad day for whoever's flying that.
Yeah. All right. Players have the right to opt out in sports. How much should the leagues be responsible for that? That's next on 101 ESPN.